Thank God he is able to get our Sabbath service. It's really, we have a beautiful day. And this morning we'll talk about the faith of Abraham. Indeed, Abraham believing God's promise. There are many promises in the Bible. We need to learn to have faith like Abraham. Rely on God and pray about your problem. I know many of you worry about your schools and worry about your marriage and worry about your jobs and sometimes your family. But we know that if God's willing, God will grant it according to what you pray for. But Abraham does not only believe in God's promise. Abraham believes in God's power to raise the dead. Please turn to Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. 4:17. Krista, would you please read? Romans 4:17. Oh, he gave the life to the dead. Huh? It's very amazing. Abraham was able to bring his son. I'm telling you, brethren, you do not know, but your father loved you very much. It's not very easy for a father to try to offer the son, like Gentile people, to their God. It's very unlikely. Huh? But I think at that time, Abraham must have strong faith. At that time, When God talked to Abraham, take your son, your only beloved son, go to the mountain where I want to show you, and he offered him, right? He must have thought what God told him. Because not long ago, he just cast away Ishmael. It's very difficult to cast away your beloved one. But when he was so reluctant to let Ishmael go, God told him, you know what? From this son, Isaac, from this son, your descendants will come out. So he must have thought about, yes, if God really let this Isaac die, where is God's will going to be fulfilled? Because God promised it's this son. So you know, for Abraham to offer his son, it's not only that he loved God. It's indeed he believed God that God is able to resurrect the dead. Huh? Please turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 19. Jessica Chen. He thought that God is able to resurrect the dead. He is able to get his son back from the dead. No? Let me ask you a question, brethren. When he took Isaac to offer, what did he tell to the servants? Oh, Ellen. Yes, we're here, we will come back. We are, not only I am, but at this time he has a sword in his hand, yeah? He knew that we will come back. And then, really come to the place where he really bonded and he really hold on his not want to kill his son. At this time, he still believed that even I kill him, he will resurrect. He will come to life. That's how his faith is. Huh? This is really amazing faith or burden. Do you believe that God is able to resurrect the dead person? Huh? If you do, your faith is like Abraham's faith. Huh? God really has power. A lot of times we worry about many things. Huh? But God always have an answer for many things. Please read chapter 4, verse 19 again. Crystal, you just read it, right? 4:19 again, Crystal. 4:17, sorry, 4:17.
As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him whom you believe, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though
it is. Yes, calls those things which is not existence will become exist. Huh? Please read verse 19.
And not being weak in faith, he did not consider
they are already 100 years old, but they still do not disbelieve. Verse 20. The longer his age is, the more he believes. Verse 21. So he believed every word, even though it's physically impossible, he still believed in it, Today, you may have many trials in your life, When it comes to trials in your life, this verse is your learning. Priscilla had a testimony. She said that she was very, rebel, yeah? Many of the fathers, really, sometimes, when you are little kids, they really worry about you. A lot of times they cry for you. But we still believe that one day God will make you resurrected. Even though it looks like you are dead, but you will be resurrected. Now we join SSC. Sometimes you hear many calls from IE teacher. These kids is a problem kids. When you go to SSC, be careful. You might do this and do that. Right? A lot of times you hear this. And really, this is problem kids. But do you believe that God is able to transform his life? Yes. So we do not worry about allow kids to come to the Lord. Do not worry. Because if God is able to change any's heart, he can change many people's heart. Not easy. The hatred was so strong, but God was able to hug her and change her heart. If God was able to change a people's heart, no matter how naughty your high student is, God is a way. So, brethren, this is Abraham's faith. And we are the children of Abraham. We are supposed to learn from his faith. So, a lot of times, your expectation, your dream, or your goal, which is supposed by God, may not be fulfilled right now. For example, like you can be NYTS, right? We ask you to pray and pray and pray. You know what? Many people pray, they did not see anything. We keep asking you, climbing. God is in the mountain, But one true seeker keep telling me, when? How long? How come? And we're still seeing nothing. You keep telling me that, God is up there. But I've been climbing, and I'm dying, but still do not see God. Are you lying to me? He will ask you. But as a preacher, what do you say? Maybe God is not there. Of course, we cannot say that. We are very sure that God is there. So, you know why we want you to pray so hard? Because we believe one thing, if God is living God, if He's the light, He will definitely listen to your prayer. Even though first day, second day, third day, even 1 week, even though 1 year has passed, you still feel nothing, we still will urge you, continue praying, because unless He's a liar. If He's a liar, you can live here and throw Him into garbage. Right? Now He's God. If He's faithful to other person, how He is not faithful to you? So the problem is not God. The problem is probably timing, probably me, not God. So we are so bold to ask people that, just pray. If you cannot experience God, even first in prayer, for sure, you can touch God. But, so you can see, every NATS or NYTS, right? I mean, no, they... especially, now I see NATS, right? All the adults, they are really prayer soldier. When they come to the church, they know that true Jesus church has God. So when they come, they want to touch God already. So you can see when they touch God, they are so happy. Now, more and more people like to go there to experience God. As you remember last year, we are worried when we go to East Coast, maybe nobody will come. Because most adults who are not working is in West Coast. A lot of adults in East Coast, they are working, yeah? So we are afraid that we may not recruit some people to come to the church, but more and more people like to come. You know why? Because God never lied to us. This is true Jesus. God is here. Anybody really try? Even though your speed is very slow, like a turtle, yeah? But but the direction is right, one day it will for sure reach there. So don't lose your heart. No matter what, don't lose your heart. He is able to solve your problem. So let's think about Abraham's faith. Abraham had faith. Here, faith, to believe in God. So what is faith? Can you define faith? What is faith? Ian, what is faith?
Trust it.
You trust it. Very good. What else? Helper, what is faith?
Believing without seeing.
Very good. Ellen, what is faith? Yeah, that one. Sure. What is faith? Okay, very good. Let me ask one thing. When you send out email, you push the send button. Have you ever doubt this data will never send out? When you push send, you doubt?
Because it happened. I mean, like, my email account is sometimes school system identified as like a trash mail.
Okay. Okay, sorry. How many of you doubt that when you put send, the other person cannot receive it? See, for some reason you have faith toward email, but you don't have faith toward God, right? You put send in your prayer, right? Send. Hey, God, do you receive it? Right? Really, a lot of things. What is faith? Where is it? Where is it? Is that when you push that send, you know that God will receive it. Even though you do not see rain, it do not see wind, it's still digging the ground. Remember the story? Elisha's story, right? Elisha's story, the king asked him, pray for the rain for us. And there's no rain, there's no wind. But they continue digging to the ground because they want to hold the rain. You don't see anything, you continue digging. Nowadays, maybe you do not see the promise of God, you continue doing it. You will see God will help you. There are many analogies, contemporary analogies you can think of. What is faith? What else? What else is faith? Anybody have new analogy? What is faith? Hey, Debbie, what is faith?
An analogy?
Yes. Someone will come up. A son will come up in the morning. Your faith. Son will come up in the morning. God is faithful. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning. Okay, so this is Abraham's faith. Now, we shall learn from Abraham's faith, right? Resurrection, is it possible? Because we talk about the dead resurrected, right? Please read Romans chapter 4, verse 23 to 25. 24 to 25. Tiffany Liang. Verse 23, sorry, 23. Yes, so justified by faith, not only for him, faith, it will be received, blessing is also for those who believe in God. Really, when you hear Paul Chen's testimony, right? The car is broken, and then pray, and it works, but I still do not believe it. Give me one more sign, right? Let it broken and let me get here again, right? A lot of times you want to serve the Lord, actually, no, I think you should learn from Paul. Be honest with you, when I do not know if the Lord wants me to serve, sometimes I also pray silly things like this, right? Give me proof. You want to use me, give me proof, huh? Well, because of you, because of that kind of mentality and faith, God also give you proof, huh? I still remember I have the similar experience. My car cannot open, yeah? My car cannot start it. Sorry, not open. Start it. It was a snowing day, so cold. My car died on me. And I started to pray. God, you are a living God. Now you want me stuck in this place, and you're very cold. You know, please help me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Key. No, where are you? Hallelujah. And it works. You always have to ask. If you want to be a full-time preacher, let me work. Hallelujah. works. Now, in my life, I have this kind of silly request for many times. And because I was silly, God was just like me, huh? Answer my silly questions. Because a lot of times, you do not know where to go, right? You kind of want to ask for God's approval. You have faith, sometimes God will listen to your silly request. Huh? Now, chapter 4, verse 24, talk about 这是我们信神使我们的主耶稣地从死复活的人. We believe that God resurrected Jesus Christ. How do you explain that resurrection is possible? The Jesus resurrection is possible. Now you gotta believe, yeah? Now how do you, besides believe, persuade your friends that it's possible? Resurrection of Jesus is possible. Jesus' resurrection is logical. Anybody? How do you explain to your friend? Who else? You tell your friend, you know what? My God is Jesus. You know what? He died and he resurrected. Your friend say, you lie. How do you know? Oh, my God did not resurrect. By faith, show me your faith. If your friend might say, by faith, it's very absurd. Sorry. Like, Victor, how do you say to your friends, indeed Jesus Christ resurrected?
Come and see.
Come and see. Now, they are here today. How do you tell them that he is resurrected?
Come and pray with me.
Yes. Come and pray with me. Jesus said, if I do not go to heaven, not resurrected, Holy Spirit will not come down. Can you imagine that a small group which already scattered around is able, what kind of power make them get together, 120? Because you know that when Jesus got captured, everybody ran away, right? What is the power that make 120 get together? What is the power make his disciples not afraid of death? Because they behold Jesus resurrected. They knew that if they die, if they got persecuted to death, they still can follow the step of Jesus Christ. No? There are many ways you can prove that the resurrection is possible. Now, Jesus' resurrection has to do with our justification. If Jesus never resurrected, we believe in vain. Huh? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17. 1 Corinthians 15, 17 to 19. 17 to 19. Tiffany Chai, TSE, how do you pronounce it? 太小声了，听不到. Please read. 15, 17, and 18. So if Jesus Christ is not resurrected, there's no point to say just look at faith, because there's no resurrection. And you and me, we all die in sin. Tomorrow we can all go and rob bank, no problem. Right? You rob the bank, you cheat and lie, you have a good life, nothing will happen to you, because there's no justice, there's no resurrection, there's no punishment. There's no reward. So indeed, Jesus resurrected. So brethren, that's believing Jesus' resurrection. That's believing Abraham's, that's followed by Abraham's faith, and have a good life just like Abraham. Now we shall go to the next topic. Now go to chapter 5. Chapter 5 will be, talk about two persons. One, these two persons' name is Adam. One is first Adam, second one is the last Adam. Both of them are the children of God. But one chose to rebel. Because it's rebellious, the sin came through this world. One chose to submit. Because it's submission, grace came to this world. Light came to this world. So we shall learn from these two persons from chapter 5. Now, first Adam, please read chapter 5. Verse 12. Chapter 5, verse 12. Chapter 5, verse 12. The sister sitting by Shani, you are not Angela. Are you Angela? Where are you from? Vancouver. What is your name?
Janice.
Janice, yes. Sorry. Been a week. Janice, would you please read? Verse 12. Okay, amen. Death came into this world through one man. You know what? God loved Adam very much, and only one law was given at that time. Now, Adam chose to disobey the law. Many people ask question: why God need to plant that tree of the forbidden tree in the Garden of Eden? Why was that? Any answer? If he did not plant that tree, then human beings are still in the Garden of Eden. Would that be wonderful? Wonderful, right? That would be very wonderful. But why did God plant that tree? David? Huh? Freedom. Huh? Because God did not want to make robots. God wants honors just like Job choose to overcome. Therefore, God can be more, have more glory. If you do not choose, you are made in a way like a programmer. Can you write a program to say hallelujah? Praise Alan Chen. You can write that kind of program, right? Make the problem in infinitive loop. Every day sing hallelujah. Praise Alan Chen. Infinitive loop. You will keep looping, yeah? Now, do you receive any glory? You don't receive any glory, right? God can create a program like that. But if Adam can overcome, indeed, God is more glorious. Yeah? And he eat that forbidden tree. Is that forbidden tree a poison tree? I think this is E2 question. You don't need to know this. Yeah? It is not poison tree, right? The point is that he did disobey the commandment of God. Brethren, one day, if you notice that you disobey command of God, really, your eyes will suddenly open. You always will see something you've never known before. Very interesting. And you will hate yourself because of your own shame. Many evil things are like that. Go to website, click. Aya! How can I click to here? Oh, man! Then you see something new, you feel shameful. You never see it in your life. It's the same thing, Now, so one sin come to this world through one man. How do you prove to your friends that sin came to this world through one man? Adrian, how do you tell your friends that, you know, really, there's a sin. Really, sin came to this world through one man. Read Genesis. You're Aaron, right? Very good. Okay. How about you, Adrian? Read Genesis. Very good answer, actually. So what is the following answer? Read Genesis, and then? Now, Jeffrey was laughing. He must have answered. Now, Jeffrey, how do you prove that sin came to this world through one man? How? Why? Prove to me. How come sin already in the world? Anybody please help? Raise your hand, please. Anybody? Nahani, no. People die. That's right. Oh, people die. Oh. Without sin, people won't die. Right? Spiritually, people won't die. Physically, people won't die. Oh. Death proves that human beings have sin. So death is not a natural consequence. Death is a choice in history. Agree? Hello? It's true, right? Death is not nature at all. Death is a choice by human being. And this death is, so what do you think if Adam did not eat the fruit, you will live forever in the Garden of Eden? What do you think? How many people believe that we will be like Peter Pan and live forever, live in a never-never land? Raise your hand. How many people think you will still die? Raise your hand. Okay. According to the Bible, you won't die, huh? But doesn't mean, you won't. To me, again, the Bible did not say anything, right? This is the imaginary part. It doesn't mean you will be not like Elijah, right? Or Enoch. They did not go through death, but they went to heaven, right? Oh. The paradise is good enough. Why do you want to go to heaven? I don't know. You keep asking, I don't know the answer. Oh. But according to the Bible, you will never die. Refer to spiritual death and physical death. We mentioned already why, not only spiritual death and physical death, because when Jesus died for you, Jesus goes through spiritual resurrection and body resurrection. Right? Spiritual resurrection, that is when the day you receive water baptism. You are alive already. Your soul are alive. When you die, your soul will go to paradise. Oh. But Jesus also goes through the body resurrection. Therefore, people die spiritually and people die physically. Therefore, if people do not eat the forbidden food, they will live spiritually and they will live physically. But again, this is only logic. Huh? We do not know. The Bible did not say. You may choose to believe otherwise. No problem. Because if we debate, there is no end. Huh? No problem. Huh? Actually, there are many good ways you can prove sin came to this world through one man. Huh? I like to tell to the children, right? How about snake? Did I tell you this? Snake. Did I tell you this? Snake. To me, snake really can improve. To me, huh? Because Aaron just said, read Genesis, right? There are many things in this world is so difficult to understand if you cannot find the answer from Genesis. Let me ask you, I think before, what kind of animal can run a long distance without feet? Did I ask you this? No? What kind of animal can run a long distance on earth without feet? Huh? Besides snake? No. On earth without feet can run a long distance. Huh? Besides snake? Snail, very short. You can always catch up with a snail. Very, cannot run a long distance. Besides snake, what kind of animal? Earthworm. Earthworm is on earth, not in earth. Penguin. Hey, SSC. Still remember that penguin girl? Yeah. Hey, where's that penguin girl? Irvine. So I guess you learned this already, right? Well, this is between us. This is SSC issue. Because I teach SSC, I ask them the same question. There's a sister called, say, penguin. Because every day we just talk about the penguin. That lady is interesting. So just by snake, you notice that there's no animal can run for a long distance besides snake. I told them, right? This is a very stupid question. Just like I ask you, what kind of birds can fly without wing? What kind of birds can fly without wing? And they say, you stupid. It's impossible a bird can fly without wing, right? What kind of animal can run a long distance without leg? No others. Just read Book of Genesis. You know that it is the result of sin. Right? You can prove to your friends now. Now, let me ask you another question. What kind of animal have the worst birth? I mean, got morning sick, got night sick, got you know, 24 hours, 40 hours to give a birth? What kind of animals have this kind of painful birth? Human. Really, I mean, if you are created, if you're almighty, right? You're a beloved son, right? And beloved daughter, a beloved couple, it's under your children, and you created a lot of toys and pets for your children. Do you think you will make your children give a birth painful and make your pets give a birth like so easily? Huh? Is it logical? It's not logical. Why women need to give a birth so painful? It is because of sin. You think about it, it's impossible. How can you love your children so much, but you know, your dog and your cat do not have morning sick, but you have morning sick? Impossible, right? How many of you have dog? Raise your hand. Do your dog has morning sick? Morning sick when they got pregnant. Raise your hand. So it's impossible, right? So again, there are many ways you can prove that sin came to this world through one man. Just read book of Genesis, you can have so many answers. Chapter 5, verse 12, again, let's read it. Chapter 5, verse 12. So sin came this world through one man, and death is from sin. So the wage of sin is death. Therefore, death comes to all men. We talk about it is referred to spiritual death and physical death. A lot of times, spiritual death, of course, refers to go to hell. But you know what? Many people, spiritual death is not only go to hell. Spiritual death is also when men departed from the face of God. Actually, that is like spiritual death already. A life without God. So theoretically, brethren, if you feel lonely, you feel empty, you feel meaningless, actually, in your life, there is no God. But even though you are alive, you are like a dead person. Theoretically, when we are alive, right, we have Holy Spirit, you pray and pray, you always can feel like that empty got fulfilled. Like Sister Annie, I remember Sister Annie's, that heartless got resolved. Theoretically, if you truly are a living person. You know what? Many people take drugs outside, drink alcohol outside. Why? Because spiritually they are empty. They are not there. They are dead. So you are living one, you should not take the same route. If you are thirsty, you should always come to drink the living water of God. Otherwise, you are just like a spiritual dead person. Now, after sin came to this world, then sin became king. Chapter 5, verse 14. Who else? I did not call your name from sister side. Caroline.
But that faith from Adam to Moses, even though to those who have not taken the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of her who was
to come. Death went from Adam to Moses. Death became the king. This is proof that what everybody sinned. You know what? When there is no law, the sin is not really a true sin. But from Adam to Moses, there is no law at all. Like Peter chapter verse 13. Verse 13, Caroline. When there's no law, there's no sin. So, if you go to India, right? There's no red light, right? And really, go to India. If you dare to die, you have no problem with traffic, right? Because there's no rule immigration. If you dare to die, no problem. I can always. You always believe that the other people will break, right? You just push on your gas pedal, no problem, right? And there's no law over there, no traffic law, there's no sin. If you go to Montana, you can drive whatever you like, right? Anybody come from Montana? Montana, there's no speed limit. Not anymore? They got speed limit now? Or when? Really? Yeah! Thank you for letting me know. If you go to Europe, there's no speed limit, right? How about German? Anybody from German? Huh? Only between cities? Okay. So when there's no law, there's no sin. But verse 15, from Adam to Moses, sin became king. Adam to Moses, is there any law from Adam to Moses? Hello? Is any law from Adam to Moses? No law. But how can people die? It proves that really sin came to this world from Adam. Because there's no law, suppose there's no sin at all. But because of that sin passed down from Adam, therefore everybody died. Everybody died to prove that, really, even though it did not commit any sin, because there is not any law, still, sin reigned because of Adam's sin. Okay, so, but from Jesus to, from Moses to Jesus, right? We try to use the law to save people. It doesn't work. From Moses to Jesus, right? We got law already, right? We try to make people to abide law to have salvation. Does it work? Is it working? Hello? Law is not working, right? Do you got me? It's not working. That's why Jesus got to come. Otherwise, if anybody, we keep saying, if anybody is able to obey law by his flesh, Jesus no need to come. Now, let me ask another question. Then why Jesus, why God want to put law in the first place? Why God want to put law? If God already know that law is impossible, why God want to put law in the history? Because it proves it's fatal. It's not working. Why? Because without law, right? Actually, you do not know why Jesus need to come to this world. There's no teaching why Jesus. Because law, in law, it already hidden many prefiguration concerning Jesus coming. So actually, you need a law because later you know that law is useless. Therefore, law can lead you to Jesus. Right? A lot of time, you tell people, your friend is sick, right? Your friend is sick. You tell them that, why don't you come to TJC? With TJC a miracle, you can't be, you will heal. You'll be a healing, right? Your friend will ask you, why? Why do I need to go to your church? I'm sick, I can go to the hospital. Right? Now, the same thing or the same token, huh? People will always like to try something else before they try the right one. Let me ask you another question. When Adam sinned, right, what kind of stuff he used to cover his shame? Fig. Before he used fig to cover his shame, if God give him a skin to wear, do you think between leaf and skin, which one you prefer to wear? Huh? Which one is easier, cooler, easier to wear? Skin, very uncomfortable. God allow you to try the fig tree, then you prove that fig tree's leaf is not working. Therefore, give you know, skin is heavier, huh? It's a little bit uncomfortable, yeah? But it works. It will not fade away. Right? So, really, I mean, human beings have choice, or they may not choose the right thing. God allow you to experience law, and then you know that it's a dead end. Dead end, law introduced Jesus Christ. No? So actually, law leads you to Jesus Christ. No? Please turn to Galatians.
Chapter
chapter 3, verse 24. Galatians chapter 3, verse 24. 324. 324. Victor, please read.
Wherefore the law was a schoolmaster to reveal us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith.
Oh, the law is a teacher. Lead us to Jesus Christ. You know that law can lead you nowhere. It can only reveal, give you knowledge of sin. Cannot solve the problem of your sin. Paul started to realize that, man, really, I abide the law with all my life. I still cannot make it. So I believe in Jesus. So the law lead people to Jesus. Any questions so far? So death came from Adam's disobedience. So death came into this world. And death became king. And even though people of law still cannot solve the problem of death, and law leads to Jesus. Let's talk about obedience of Jesus. Please read Romans chapter 5, verse 19 to 21. 5:19-21. Sure, please read.
Romans chapter 5, verse 19. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. 20. The law was added so that the trespass might increase. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more.
21.
So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness, to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
So just as sin has reigned, and make people die, grace also reigned to become so we can receive eternity through Jesus Christ. So because of Jesus Christ, his submission, we are able to obtain eternity. Then verse 5, I'll start to talk about the submission of our Lord Jesus Christ, right? Please read chapter 5, verse 7 to 10. Chapter 5, 7 to 10. Albert, please read.
7, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous...
Sorry, start from 6 now.
6, you see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly.
7.
7, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. 8, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
9.
9, since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him?
So verse 6 says that when we were still weak, Jesus died according to his time. What does it mean, say, when we are still weak? What does it mean? Anybody? When we are still weak, Jesus come to die for us. Please reference Titus chapter 3, verse 3. This is how weak we were, right? Even though at this kind of situation, Jesus already came to die for us. Titus 3:3. Like Kevin, turn into.
Titus 3:3. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another.
So this is what we are before Jesus came. We are ignorant, we rebelled, we were serving our desire. Even like this, Jesus came. This is when we are weak. And Jesus came according to his timing. 锁定的日期. Now, why Jesus, we explained already. Answer me, Isaac. Why Jesus got to come at Romans age? Yes, because they need to be crucified on the cross. Very good. Our timing is very good. Not only that, Roman at that time, you remember this word says that all roads lead to Roman, right? 条条大路通罗马. Have you ever heard of this sentence? All the roads lead to Roman. You can see, transportation-wise, it's very good. It's easier for gospel to reach out. They are under the same culture, under the same emperor. Many people speak the same language. Even Paul was able, even though he was a Jew, he was able to speak Greek. So it's according to the timing. And verse 7 says that someone will die for the righteous and someone will die for the good one, but really, only Jesus died for the sinful one. Would you die for someone else?
Depends who.
Depends who? How about your mother?
Possibly.
Possibly. Wow, that's wonderful, right? Really, someone will die for some good people, right? Even the terrorist will die for their ideology. Terrorist, why do you think people like to be a terrorist?
Because they say they will have 64 virgins when they die.
Oh, 64 virgins when they die, go to heaven. There's an ideology, there's a concept. They want to follow their concept. People are willing to die for their king or for an ideology. Like, you know, in Japan, in World War II, the Japan emperor, there are a lot of, kamikaze. Kamikaze. Is it English or Japanese? You know kamikaze? Oh. You know, there's a story that they like to die for their king because they believe that after they die, there's a tail. They will become a white butterfly to fly back. Do you hear that story? Nah? No? So they will say, Anzai! Oh no, sorry. Long life to the king! Wansui, right? Then they... And they will fly their airplane. Even though you see the video clip, even though they got shot already, they got shot already. They still want to use their airplane to bomb the ship. Yeah, the American Hangkongmujian aircraft carrier. So people always like to die for something. You know what? Death is not really. One day you think about this, huh? Death is not scary at all, brethren. Think about death is not scary. I'm not trying to brainwash you, but you know what? One day, no matter what, you will die. Right? Think about it, you will die one day. How old will you die? Do you know? Maybe you do not. It's in the hands of God. So dying, this issue to me, it's not a matter of if you will die or you will not die. It's with what purpose you die. Why do you die? You do nothing, you fight for this war and you have a cancer, you die. Or you search for your personal goal, if a car accident, you die. Or live to 100 years old, but you do not do anything, you still die. So to me, you need to have purpose for you to die. What is the purpose for you to die? You should die for a purpose, really. Jesus died for you. Who do you die for? Why you die? Many people die for their family member, right? I mean, they were born and they have a family and they work for their wife, for their children, and they to pay the mortgage and they die. Most of the people live this kind of life. But do you just want to live this kind of life? This kind of life now cannot power anything, cannot treasure anything in heaven kingdom. Really. When you are young, you hear that, maybe you don't hear this in Chinese, we always hear this kind of saying, right? When you come to this world, you come empty-handed, you go empty-handed, right? Nothing, 生不带来死不带去, right? You come empty-handed, nothing, you can bring anything in. But if you truly know the Bible, this kind of death is not empty, you go back home. It is when you truly serve the Lord. Can you imagine that everything you do on this earth, nothing can bring you to heaven kingdom, but anything you do, even on earth, you do for Jesus Christ, it is able to bring you back to heaven kingdom. So you do not go back home empty-handed. If you truly do it for Jesus Christ. So if you, yes, it's very noble to live for your family member. It's good. Actually, that is nature. That is God's divine image in you because you love your family member. But they are more than that. So what do you want to die for? When I thought about this, I really... Did I tell you the piggy story that I have in my life? I think I shared with you already. I will grow up together. No? Yes, I do. No? Now, when I was a kid, I was responsible to feed the pigs, you know? You hear this, right? When pigs are happy and they die, right? The story is, man, when pigs die, some people still eat bacon, yeah? You still sell the pig, you kill the pig and you sell for bacon, right? When you die, can I kill you and sell your meat? No value at all. You die, your value is less than the pig. One pound's bacon is what? For how many dollars? How much? $3. You die less than $3. No dollar. So you do not die for a purpose. Huh? Actually, why do we come to this world? Huh? You know, one day, it doesn't mean you become a full-time preacher. Then you truly live for God, you know? Not truly so. Really. Full-time preacher is by calling. It's grace. But everybody shall offer yourself as a living sacrifice. Huh? Jesus died for us. We shall live for Jesus. Jesus never asked you to die for him. Huh? But you shall live for him. Huh? When we are still weak, the Lord came. Some people may die for the good person, but Jesus died for us when we were still sinners, when we were still weak. Huh? And we were justified. Verse 9. We are justified by his blood. So, brethren, do you know this true Jesus church is really amazing? Huh? Baptism, many miracles occur. Before I become a preacher, I heard a testimony concerning people see the blood in water baptism, right? How many of you see blood in water baptism? Raise your hand. You do? Any person here? When? How old are you? Huh? 10. Where is it? Dallas. Wow. So can you give us more details? Or you want to save your testimony over there?
Well, do I have to... Well, you know, where does crisis be? It was in Dallas, and I was 10, and I went there to visit my great aunt for a spiritual convocation, and I remember receiving my Holy Spirit then. I'm not sure if it was before or after, but there was baptism, and I remember it was almost then I looked into the water, and it was red, and then we sang hymn, and we prayed, and after we prayed, the water was back to normal.
Really, I mean, you can hear similar testimony in True Jesus Church. Oh. A lot of time, because we are standing in the front line, a lot of time we are blessed. We do not see, I do not see myself, but I do see people cry. Get up and cry. Hey, what happened? Why are you crying? Oh. Then they say, there's water in the blood. They are very moved. Oh. Why you are laughing? It is true. There's water in the blood. And there's blood in the water. Sorry. There's water in the blood. We have a sister. She has cancer. Huh? She wears a wig. I did not know she has no hair, you know. So I was so shocked. She got baptized. She took away his wig. Wow, no hair. So get up. She was crying and crying, right? And we leave the baptismal site. He left her hand and said, preacher, still red. We already left. Oh, very interesting, huh? Some people got open their eyes, they are able to see the blood. But this one thing, another one is miracles. Miracles. Jesus said, in order to prove that Son of Man have the power to forgive sin, ask that paralyzed to get up and walk. Oh. That is proof that you have the power to forgive sin. In TCC testimony, many people got healing after they get out of water. Not everybody. Remember, water baptism is not for healing. Right? Water baptism is for the remission of sin. But in order to prove that this can forgive sin, sometimes you do see the miracle occurs. Another one, after Jesus got baptized and get up, what came down? Huh? Holy Spirit like? Dove came down. Huh? You know what? If you read Mark and Matthew, different, huh? One like a dove, one of them described coming down like a dove. The other Bible say come, dove, like Holy Spirit. So if you read English carefully or Greek carefully, one is like a dove described Holy Spirit, the other described coming down like dove, yeah? Have you ever seen anybody receive Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit coming down like a cat. Of course, it's not Holy Spirit; it's evil spirit, right? No, I do see some people pray like this. No, I'm not joking. I'm not joking, right? Because she was possessed. We asked her to come out, right? She was a lady, not a sister, and. See, can I come out? We have to ask her, say hallelujah. Then he, at the very beginning, he go one step up and two step down, yeah? So scary to come out. And then later on, we say hallelujah. I ask her to say hallelujah, right? She came out here, they start to crawl, like a cat, huh? Crawl to here. And when she pray like this. Oh, so Holy Spirit came down like a dove, not like a cat. Not like a snake, huh? Have you ever seen anybody receive Holy Spirit and rolling on the ground? No, I'm not joking. You look at TV, huh? Seriously, many people receive Holy Spirit, they fall, huh? And crawling like a pig. Huh. So, Holy Spirit came down like what? Dove, right? But your hand is like this. Really, look at you. One day, after water baptism, and when I go to Africa, right? Some people like get out from the water, speaking tongue. Strange, just like, and the body move, like dove also, very interesting. Oh. I cannot hold her. What's going on here? First time I see in my life. Oh. So you can see that verse, you read carefully, Matthew and Luke is a little bit different. Oh. Why do we say this? Oh, because we talk about you are justified by blood. There is a blood in the water. Therefore, your sin can be forgiven. And we do see the grace and the proof in true Jesus' church. Oh. And after water baptism, Jesus brings you the water baptism, and you are able to make peace with the Lord. Chapter 5, verse 11. Read quickly. Ouyang. Chapter 5, verse 10.
Having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. 11.
And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Did he say, Eason, Weile, rejoice in the Lord?
Rejoice in God.
Yeah, he said that. So you know, at the world of baptism, not only you make peace, you are able to Eason, Weile, you rejoice in the Lord. Oh, you are joy, you are happy in the Lord. Oh, it's so amazing. Jesus bring us this kind of wonderful grace. Oh. Even you have difficulty, you still have joy. You know, brethren, I can guarantee you, maybe I shouldn't say this. Bible says it's predestined for you to suffer before you enter into heavenly kingdom. Now, in Chinese, huh? 你们受苦也是命定的, you are, for sure you will go through many difficulties and trials in your life. But remember, if you can remember this, it's wonderful. How you are able to also feel very joyful in your suffering. Chapter 1, verse 5, very quickly. Adrian, please read. Chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. Five one to five.
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
To five.
Through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of the Lord.
Really, we are able to see grace and we rejoice and hope for God's glory. We are able to so rejoice the grace of God. Almost everyone who believes in Jesus, they all tested the grace of God. We are standing here in the grace of God now. Not only so, verse 3.
And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation reduces perseverance,
Oh, we also feel joyful in tribulation. Brethren, if one day you can reach this stage, really you graduate. You really can elevate your life. Suffering, you are going to have suffering no matter what. But are you able to feel joy in your suffering? And here it give us 5 steps. Because suffering produces what? Patience. Patience produces character. Character produces hope. And hope will not be ashamed. Why? Because the love of God was poured to you by the power of Holy Spirit. So when you have difficulty time, please remember you got to pray and pray and pray. Because a lot of time, if you have difficulty time, there's nothing you can do but endure patience. Eventually, you will have patience, right? If you hit you all the time, I just bully you, what do? You pray, yes. What else can you do? If my bully is unavoidable, you can only, if I have a stroke, what can you do? If I have a stroke, what can you do? What can I do? Really, you cannot do it. You see a lot of people who are stroke. Very first year, they struggle. Why me? Second year, calm down, patient. You see many cases in life, all the suffering laid down really will produce patience. Impatient, and suddenly you know how to rely on God, then you are virtuous, characters. So I see some good parents, a very first year, they cannot take it, but they don't calm down. And they don't have joy. They don't have their peace. They don't have very graceful, because they are able to learn this lesson. They are old already. They are able to learn the lessons from the suffering. And they pray and they pray. When they pray, the love of God pours into them through Holy Spirit. That's why, you see, today I was crying when Annie was giving testimony, right? Holy Spirit, Jesus, love, calm down. Problem become no problem. Still problem, but you have joy. That's how wonderful our Holy Spirit is. That's how wonderful our God is. Yeah, that's how wonderful our Jesus is, because of submission. Today, even though you encounter the most difficult thing in your life, maybe your family problem, still you have your peace and joy, because Holy Spirit pour out the love into you. You know what? Love can solve everything. Love can overcome everything. And love, sometimes, if you by your own power, you will run out of love. Sometimes by your own power, you run out of love. Impossible. How can you love your father if you think your father do not truly love you? Impossible. Even a mother too. A mother usually loves children, right? But I went into a mother who are not a church member. She told me, if there's a God, why God give me a little devil? Really, his son is like a little devil. He spit all over the place, not the wall. He was a hyper HDD. ADHD, right? Oh, cannot stop, and here and there, and really cannot control. I still remember, maybe I share with you, a sister tried to spoon feed that kid, right? What did that kid do? The sister make up, I was looking at that sister, what are you going to react? Did she do that? No. She wiped her saliva and continued feeding. Sometimes I see, how come the mother ran out of love? Because possible. Human being by your own power, it's very possible you ran out of love. Even your own children you can handle. You hope he die. Really, if you truly is a trouble. You probably hope he die. But because we are Christian, the love of God will continue pour into our heart. We are able to handle all the difficulties in our life, because love can stop every problem. Let's pray in silence.